Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I'll say this about James Harrison. Among the upper quartile of players Mike Tomlin coached, he is by far the most critical. Way more than even Ben. I don't think Ben goes after Mike Tomlin the same way that James Harrison does. I mean, right after Harrison retired,
I don't think James likes the way his Steelers career ended. He felt like he was sold a bill of goods, and then Mike said one thing, did another, didn't play him against in favor of a guy he thought he was clearly better than and probably was at that point. And then I think that's a huge part of it. There's some lingering resentment. I also just think Harrison in this setting is going to be a tell-it-like-it-is, pretty straightforward, blunt human being.
So that's what I was going to say. Like, I think he definitely has an axe to grind. I think that he has no qualms or no reservations about going after a sacred cow, even if it might, you know, completely ruin the relationship, if he even has one with Mike, and maybe make some things awkward between himself and the Steelers organization. I don't think he cares.
I also think he has a very low tolerance when it comes to BS, like in football.
Yeah.
He is I'm going to go straight forward and tell you how it is. That's how I played. And what does Mike love to do?
So
spin yarns, so tell stories.
I think if he were the only one saying this and you wanted to be the Mike Tomlin defender, you could say that James Harrison is only saying these things because he's got a vendetta against Mike. But then you've got Trey Essex who comes on our station, and listen to this, he pretty much... Guy won a Super Bowl with Mike as well. Said the same exact thing.
It's a scheme thing, dude. It's all scheme. It's the talent is there. And for us to have, and I use this now this week, but it applies every week, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, for us to go out there and play the way we played against a Colts team, for us to play the way we played last week versus one of the hottest offensive teams in the league, in the Bengals last week, and then to come out and just do that, I don't understand. I do understand. It is definitely scheme because the talent is there. And when you have the players come after the game and just say they don't know, when Wilson comes, it's like we're the best defense on one play and they were not on other plays. Like this is points strictly to the coaching and the positions that they're being put in on a play-to-play, game-to-game basis because it's not consistent and these guys seem to be confused.
I would also say that I've been going back and forth on Twitter just publicly with Trey, not like arguing, but like commiserating about the state of things. So I know he's like frustrated by this as a guy who played for this team and you know, is a very, I think, eloquent guest when he talks about this team. Think about what you're getting there too. One each side of the ball. It's not like you're getting two guys who played defense or two guys who played offense. You're getting an offensive lineman and a guy who that offensive lineman would have been trying to stop saying the scheme sucks. Now, I think Trey, I'd probably say that their personnel is a little overrated because so many of the key guys are over 30, which is usually not a good sign in the NFL. But those two are saying it. Patrick Queen after the game is kind of hinting at, yes, we could have fixed these things, but we didn't. Mike is just dodging like it's no one's business a very straightforward question about a wide open touchdown. Yeah, man, seems like the scheme, if the scheme is still interesting and good, his ability to call it on the fly and correctly play chess against the other offensive coordinators in the league has eroded.
Well, here's why I think they give it. I think he gives it away in their offseason moves. I think we know it's not a scheme thing. I mean, what I'm saying is, I think he knows it's not the system or the scheme that wins them games. If you believe that the system or scheme won you games, you'd spend less money on defense and you'd put more of it into the offense. Why would you put that amount of money into your defense if you were such a smart defensive schemer? You would look at your team and say, I would think logically, let me invest in the areas where I'm not as good, and then let me coach up my defense.
I don't know. Teams do the opposite, though, with offense of what you're describing. If a team knows they've got a great quarterback, I think they try to load up and spend around the guy and then say, we have a great scheme and great players to run it. We'll just try to figure it out on defense with young guys. Like, I think Mike probably looked at his defense and said, my scheme is really good, and if I get really good players in here, best of both worlds, we'll be historically dominant. I think that's how they viewed it.
Well, then, by that logic, by that way of thinking, then he is honestly one of the worst defensive coaches in the entire NFL.
I don't think he's in the upper half, that's for sure.
When you've spent that amount of money on defensive players, and these are the results you're getting?
His defensive philosophy is go get interceptions, go get fumbles, sack the quarterback. And when they don't do those things, and like a team has some answers for them, they get strafed. He acted like Joe Flacco, who's like close to the AARP designation, was the boogeyman.
I know, but that doesn't jive with what Trey said. Trey said they're confused. If the defense is just, hey, go out there and make a play, that's not being bogged down. That's not thinking on the field because it's a complicated defense and you don't know where you're supposed
to be. But I thought we were already told they simplified it once. So is it ultra complex and now even in its simplified version, it's still too hot to handle? Or do they have like the worst football IQ back there? I don't think Jalen Ramsey's got low football IQ. When I hear Patrick Queen talk, I don't think this is a guy that can't figure out basic concepts. I just think the scheme is junk. And I think the guy running it at this point or calling the plays and dialing up what he wants is getting beat in his chess matches repeatedly.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Well, then you've lost the competitive advantage that is having Mike Tomlin as your head coach. If Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, and Andy Reid had their former players saying, this offensive scheme is garbage. If I were the owner of the team and had agency over the situation, I would ask myself, well, wait a minute, why am I employing this guy then? He's supposed to, especially on his side of the ball, he's supposed to give me an advantage there.
I'm sure they would tell you Mike's advantages that he confers are twofold. They would say he's a great offensive or defensive mind, and his ability to get his guys to play hard for him is unrivaled.
But he's clearly not a defense. How could they?
I know he's not. I'm saying that's what they would say.
But how can they now? The results aren't there, and it's not out of a lack of, you know, the excuse that we have the Tomlin apologist calling into the show with for him overall is, well, look at the quarterbacks he's been given. Look at the quarterbacks. That's why their offense stinks.
You say how could they like be so blind as to not acknowledge what the defense is. When Art Rooney talks once a year about this team, he does so with the excitement of a guy ordering breakfast. Of course he could just ignore the obvious.
I'm not talking about him necessarily now. I'm now passing the football off to the people that defend him, fans that defend him. How do you defend his defense? What? Who's the blank? Who gets the Terrell Austin? His lieutenant? You're going to say the GM went out and got
actually,
bad guys?
The diehard Tomlin backers that are still out there absolutely say Terrell Austin is the guy who runs the defense. I do hear that. He is absolutely the guy who gets blamed. Or you could be like the one guy who was tweeting me today who insists that the main problem they have is that they have Jack Sawyer. That's a real thing that somebody says.
Wait, what?
Somebody has insisted to me that the two of the biggest problems they have are Jack Sawyer and Nick Herbig.
He plays 15 defensive snaps a game.
The person called them one-dimensional players.
Okay.
I'm just telling you that you want to know what the fringe is saying out there? That's some of the stuff they're saying.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.